BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Exit polls released after the first round of parliamentary elections in France suggest that President Macron's new party is on course to secure a landslide majority. Projections suggest it could get as many as 440 seats in the Assembly. However, the turnout was estimated to be just over 50%, an historic low. Theresa May, the British Prime Minister, has insisted she will get on with the job of delivering a successful British exit from the European Union, despite Thursday's disastrous election, which saw her Conservative Party lose its parliamentary majority. The Somali President, Mohamed Abdullahi Farmaajo, says one of the main bases for the Islamist group Al-Shabaab has been destroyed in a raid backed by US forces. He said Somali special forces took part in the attack against the training post southwest of Mogadishu. Thousands of people have marched in the Moroccan capital Rabat in support of protesters in the north of the country. They called for the release of those who have been arrested in the city of Al Hoceima, where protests against the authorities have been continuing for months. A senior official says that more than 930 prisoners have escaped in the latest armed jailbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. 11 people were killed during the attack on the prison in the northeast town of Beni. As voting closed in snap elections in Kosovo, an exit poll has suggested that an alliance led by the centre-right Democratic Party of Kosovo is heading for victory. This puts the former Prime Minister, Ramush Haradinaj, in line to resume office. A German pop star who faced down a group of flag-waving neo-Nazis in a packed nightclub in Mallorca has returned to the venue with a warning that she'll never tolerate hatred and violence at her shows. On Friday, Mia Julia Bruckner won praise on social media for ordering the group to put away their German Imperial War flag. And tennis, Rafael Nadal of Spain has won the French Open for the 10th time. He beat the Swiss player Stan Wawrinka in straight sets 6-2, 6-3, 6-1. BBC News.